describe what it was like in your neighborhood growing up.
Well, Charlie, thank you for having me for this session of Ask Your Parents Questions. You just jumped right in there with the first question. All right, the first question, describe what it was like in your neighborhood growing up. I grew up in a very small town in Pennsylvania called Beaver, Pennsylvania. It had 5,000 people total who lived there. Now, it wasn't like far too off being rural on its own. There were a bunch of little towns kind of just like it that were around Beaver. But it was great to grow up in a small town in rural Pennsylvania. Everybody knew everyone. My father had also grown up there, as did his twin brother and his sister and all of their children and all of my grandparents and my mother's family. So I knew everyone almost everywhere I went, and they all knew me, which was a really nice, secure, safe way to grow up. It was great to feel so known. It also meant that you couldn't like get away with anything or do anything bad, because basically your mom usually knew it by the time you got home if something had gone wrong in your behavior. The town that I grew up in had not had a violent crime in 20 years when it was voted like the best small town in America back in the 80s when I lived there. So it was very, very safe. I'd say it could be a little boring, and I obviously didn't stay in that town. There wasn't much opportunity for jobs, but it was a wonderful way to grow up. It was like growing up in like the 1950s, and it was awesome.
Sounds nice.
Especially looking back. At the time, I thought it was boring and said I couldn't wait to get out of the town, but I would say now it was a wonderful way to grow up and very different than most of your friends are growing up today.
That's cool.
You kind of have a similar arrangement with your whole family living in our town, but I mean, you live in a much more sophisticated sort of urban area or suburban.
What are the most important traditions that have been passed down through the family? When and how were they started?
Well, I don't know if it's the most important, but an important tradition was that we've always spent all of our holidays together as a family. Like, you weren't really, even when I was in college and young and married and, you know, even when I had kids, you weren't allowed to spend like Christmas, a major holiday, or Thanksgiving away from my parents or even like your dad's parents. We've always thought being together on holidays is like super important. And it's a time that we do sort of like have special food. Like, you know, we have the same food like every single Christmas, every single Thanksgiving. We make the same kinds of cookies. And one of the things that we do are we all sing Christmas carols together. And we have little Christmas books of all the Christmas carols we sing, and the kids sing, and the grown-ups and the grandparents. And we've been doing that since I was even like your age with my grandparents.
Yeah, I remember some of my friends told me that like when they go away to college that they'd want to like stay there and like not come over the holidays. They'd be like, one, I'd want to, but if I didn't, my parents would be like, get back here now.
Can you even imagine not being home for the holidays? Yeah. I'd say so. That's probably, I think most families want to be together on the holidays, but that's a definitely like must do in our family.
Are there any funny stories people tell about you from where you were growing up?
Okay, when I first looked at that, I thought it was just funny stories from when I was growing up.
Oh, it does say one.
Oops. No, you're right. It says about you. Well, I know I was apparently like very mischievous and like always sort of a kind of maybe like your brother Hank and like a little bit like hyperactive. My mom used to say that like we never went to a restaurant where I didn't see the ladies' room. Do you have any idea what that even
means? That means you always have to go to the bathroom.
No, it meant I got taken in there to get spanked by my mom because I was misbehaving at like the meal where I just like I had a lot of trouble sitting still. So that was like a running joke that I saw the ladies' room everywhere we went, but that didn't mean that I was actually in there going to the bathroom. It meant I would go in there and get spanked or yelled at by my mom. Is that a funny story? I don't know. It's like quasi-abusive.
It's funny to me.
But yeah. But I was going to say a funny story I heard when I was growing up is like, I mean, my dad, you know, was an identical twin. And his identical twin brother, lived down the street from us. So they were always doing sort of funny things when my friends would come over where one would go on like one side of the house and one would go on the other side of the house and say like, race me to the other side. And like, there were things where people couldn't believe like they just saw the same person a second ago on like one part of the house and the other. And we did a lot of like silly stuff them looking alike.
Yeah. What are some important lessons you've learned in life?
Well,
it's a tough question.
You know, I'd say one important lesson I've learned in life is to never give up. To like perseverance and hard work is the most important ingredient to success. More important than brains, talent, good looks, athleticism. It's like if you don't have hard work and perseverance, it's like the secret to success is the kind of the sad thing is I think there is no secret. It's all a lot of hard work and putting in the time and effort. And it's like that's kind of a bummer in that nobody really wants to have to put in the time and effort to do things that are hard. But it's also the good news that if you're like willing to like bust your butt, you can probably achieve almost anything. Yeah. There's no substitute for hard work, perseverance, never giving up.
There really isn't. Like, hard work will get you anywhere.
I agree with that. What is it that we always say? Hard work
beats talent if talent doesn't work hard.
Yep. And it's very true in every aspect of life.
What was the most important thing to happen to you in your life besides having children?
Well, it has to say besides having children, because 100% having children is the most important thing that ever happens to you in life. I guess the second most important thing was meeting my husband, your father, which I only met him because I was in law school because I had decided to be a lawyer, and moving to California, because it's like those three things really probably set in motion the rest of my life, where I married your dad, so I was able to have you guys. Being a lawyer ended up taking me to the jobs that I've had for the last 20 years, which have really taken up the, you know, biggest portion of my time aside from raising my children. It's probably where I put my most effort and my most time, which I've done a lot of different things, you know, with practicing law and besides practicing law and having jobs. So I think making that choice to pick a career was pretty important. Mm-hmm. Picking a husband was pretty important. I guess I'm supposed to pick one. And then deciding to move to California, because I, you know, initially moved far away from the rest of my family, which was a very big deal for me. Mm-hmm. And then they all followed me, so it ended up okay. But
yeah,
I think probably coming out of college and deciding what it is you want to do with your life and trying to find something that's interesting to you.
Yeah, and finding my dad also led to the most important thing in your life.
Yeah, finding, I don't even know if that can count. That's kind of almost the same as having children.
Last question, I like this one. Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
Okay, if I'm going to just be brutally honest, I think the answer was sometimes. It was like when I had a great teacher or a subject that I was super interested in, I loved going to school. I had a few teachers I can think of to this day whose names I remember who just were so interesting, funny. The material was so interesting. Their classes like went by in a snap, and it was like I enjoyed learning it. And then probably like everyone else, I had classes where I struggled to like keep my eyes open and would watch the clock like 20 more minutes, 15 more minutes, 10 more minutes. When can I get home? So there were, I think it's like I probably could have had a better school experience if I had all amazing teachers and amazing subjects. But I would say on balance, I liked going to school. Now that I'm out of school and an older person, I realize going to school is like a privilege to have all that time set aside in the day just to be able to like learn things and become like a better, more enriched person. You know, like especially once you're in college or graduate school, lots of people out there are having to go right to work and like earn a living. So getting to be in school where it's still all about you and making you smarter, more interesting, more valuable for jobs. I mean, what a privilege. Even if it feels a little bit boring, I would say I did like it. But even in retrospect, I feel really lucky to have been able to do it.
Yeah, I feel like I'd probably answer this yes as well.
Yeah, I think you always liked school. Yeah,
school's
I've never heard you complain about school.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I think that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I'll be a special guest next week, too.
Okay.